the Jeff Horst Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. Question of the morning. Where were you the night the goalpost fell in Knoxville, Tennessee? Still to come on the program from WVNN up in Huntsville. Yellowhammer News, our Monday regular, Dale Jackson. That's in the 11 or in the 10 o'clock hour. 11 o'clock hour, show regular, former state senator Dick Brubaker. I'd like to get him on from time to time, so he'll be with us. So stay right where you are. But in the meantime, very pleased to bring on my next guest. He represents those even our northern listening audience. State Senator Greg Albritton on the line. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. Thanks for always for making time for us. Well, before we get into you know the politics of the day, how's the obviously a very successful election cycle? But other than that, how has the off season been for you?
Busy. the seasons of politics just year round. It's a continued effort. Bureaucrats need a lot of supervision.
Well, it feels pretty good to be a Republican right now. I think they are Republicans ought to do well, especially around the state. Are you talking to any of some of your guys may have tough? Well, one in particular, I think Tom Butler up in North Alabama could have a tough race, but you feel pretty good about where you guys are in the legislative realm.
We do. We've we're I think mostly stable, especially in the Senate. The House has got significant turnover, it looks like, and but not as far as a change up as far as philosophy is concerned.
Well, it continues to be sort of the same discussion. It's gambling. Well, I guess the new wrinkle here, Senator, and this is kind of in your realm, but it looks like Governor Ivey is at least for some kind of tax rebate. I know you had an idea that maybe we put this in some kind of trust fund and offer scholarships with the budget surpluses. But have you considered any of that? What do you think where we are today compared to where we were last time we spoke?
Well, more importantly, is where we're going to be in about 6-8 months from now. We have money that has come in. It's one-time money. It's going to go away very soon. The question is, where do we have it go away to? And to do a, there's been a lot of discussion. I think what the governor, and she hasn't talked to me about this, and I'm not trying to speak for her, but I think she's trying to get ahead of this a little bit so that we do not have any significant tax reductions of some type, permanent tax reductions, because that would lead into a major problem, I think, in just a very short time frame, where we'd have to reverse course. Rebates, the question then becomes, how much and to whom? And I'm standing by my concept of using the money that for future uses, i.e. scholarships and business development, so that we could use that in a trust and use the earnings off it rather than using the corpus of it. I'm not sure I'm getting a whole lot of support in that regard, but I think that would have a much benefit to the people of Alabama rather than sending out a rebate as
You break it up a little bit, Senator. You break it up.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Senator, well.
At the contrary.
they can interfere with that cell signal for sure. Senator, do you, you look at, we're talking about what the headwinds are in the future with the economy. It's a pretty much a standard to think that the economy from here is going to get worse in the realms of Montgomery.
Yes. I mean, we're in recession now, and the only question is, and how deep And that's not just Alabama. That's nationwide. And right now there's talk about it being a global problem. So we don't know. And that's the biggest problem.
Well, the thing about Alabama in the previous downturns, I mean, it kind of weathered the storm okay. I'm not saying that, the state's necessarily recession-proof, but it does seem somewhat recession-resistant. But I guess the big picture for your sake is, well, what does that mean? Obviously, you're getting tremendous revenue from the different hoses you have into the pond there, but could one of those or maybe some of those dry up with the economic headwinds?
Well, Jeff, first off, I don't know that I agree with you that Alabama's weathered these things well. Do you remember years from 08 to, 16, 17? Those were some tough times from the state side.
Well, I guess my point was sort of getting through COVID. It seemed like Alabama did not suffer the worst of that.
But there's a reason for that. That's because we had made changes and we prepared for it. And we came out of that well from the state standpoint. We did very well, better than most. But again, that has to deal with the preparation that we've done. And also, it was a point that was completely government made. And as soon as the government got out of the way, it started coming back quite readily. This is different from that. And yes, we're prepared, more prepared than we've ever been, but we don't know how prepared we have to be. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. It just, because you look every... Well, for a while there, Senator, there were ribbon cuttings and these big expansion projects all over the state. And, right now the problem seems to be a labor participation rate where you got low unemployment, but low labor participation as well, which is problematic. So this isn't a typical sort of economic downturn where unemployment goes up. It's very unique. And I know it's the same in a lot of places, but particularly in Alabama.
Well, that's true. But the uniqueness of this is because of what's happened in the last couple of years with the COVID matter. The intentional stopping of commerce, and also with the aspects of the flooding of the system, the world with dollar bills, or at least electronic dollar bills, those are the anomalies. When those get back into line, I think everything else is going to fall back into the traditional matter, meaning that we're going to suffer from unemployment. We're going to suffer from not just the participation, but the typical difficulties will surface.
Well, when that time comes, and I know there are reserve funds and whatnot, but what are you looking for? What are going to be, if we're sitting here today, what are the challenges guys like you are going to have to face on these budget committees? I mean, are we talking cuts? Are you just maintaining the status quo? I mean, what do you think that looks like down the road?
There's no plan for any cuts or anything at this point. Okay. That's we don't want to go into proration, which we haven't been in some time. We don't want to go into a matter of constraint, but that's going to be the ballet dance that we've got to do is figure out where and how we can use these sources. We still got other. I guess I need to get off the side of the road too, huh? We still got to get by not only providing, continuing to provide the services that we have, but not reduce those. We need to be on many of these things.
Joined by State Senator Greg Albritt here on the program for a few more minutes. Senator, gambling in the news somewhat. I guess you're familiar with what the Alabama Supreme Court has ruled, and it is at least set back Victory Land and Green Track from their operations. I think one's opened back up or something, but one of those is a tremendous amount of tax liability, and then the other is the Supreme Court questioned the gaming that was going there and said that it was indeed not legal. Does that change the lay of the land when you're thinking about what could happen with gambling in this upcoming quadrennium?
Well, you're talking to the wrong guy in that regard. We in the Senate have provided on at least three different occasions proposals, and everything from a straight lottery up to a comprehensive bill. And none of those have received votes in the House. They haven't even come up for a vote, I don't think. So you need to talk to the folks in the House, and particularly those newcomers and where they may be. The only thing that the Supreme Court decision has done, in my redneck mind, is that it has illustrated the problem, which is we have that industry in the state now. It's running and running full bore, and it may have been a temporary setback, but these guys are planning on what they're doing. They're not going away. They're going to stay here as long as we allow them to stay. Unregulated and really untaxed, because what they're planning is to find another means or method whereby they can change up what they're doing and avoid the tax.
Well, let me ask you this way, Senator. Would it change anything you would do, or would you offer the same proposal that you have in the past?
I think, I would offer a comprehensive plan, yes. I would offer a plan whereby we can control the activities. The key here is, again, just getting the votes. We've got to be able to have a vote in the legislature before people have an opportunity to change the Constitution. And that's been the problem.
You would put the bill that would the enabling legislation, let's say, ahead of a 3/5 constitutional amendment vote?
I would. I think that's the best way to approach it. And particularly with this last decision, which held basically that, yes, we can tax it. Yes, it's illegal. And yes, they owe us the money. And yes, the state needs a hand in this. So to me, that is a directive, too strong of a word, but it is more like a that we move forward with controlling these entities. That's what I would like to do.
Is there any legitimizing these dog track casinos the bingo? Do you look at maybe lowering the tax liability on these guys? Or I mean, is this all part of the negotiations?
Well, right now there's no negotiation. No one's talking. That I know of, talking to anybody, okay? It's just sitting there waiting for somebody else to do something. They don't know what. Surely somebody would take care of it, right? So I don't know. I'm unsure about what direction anyone's going to take on this. All I have is a proposal that I've presented, and we'll see what someone decides to do with it.
Yeah, well, do you get take another shot at it, or do you put it up to somebody else to run point on this? But do you expect this in this first year? How soon, or if at all?
Well, I think we're
you're breaking up on this again, Senator.
Continuing to grow, the longer we sit and watch it, it will just grow. It's like kudzu, okay? And if we don't do something, the more it's going to be proliferation. But again, I'm only one vote. I have no commitments from the House leadership, or even from many House members, as to which direction they may want to take or do or not. I've contacted the governor. We're trying to see what the governor wants to do. So yeah, we've got a problem. We have a couple of suggestions, but we don't have votes to move it forward. Hey, at least that's my analysis.
And last question: how much you need the governor here? If the governor picks up this ball and runs with it, probably gets across the goal line, right?
I would hope so. I would think so. Yeah.
So do you anticipate that she'll get more involved? Because she hasn't really been, and now she's said as much that it was a disappointment that it didn't get done right after session this year. But do you anticipate that? Do you think that that is what it's going to take?
Looking at the problems we've had in the House as far as getting votes and getting procedurally moved forward, I think the governor's office is going to have to be a major player if we're going to make this, going to accomplish anything in this industry. Yes.
Well, we'll watch it as it unfolds. Hey, Senator, you've been very, very kind to come on. We always appreciate having you on, and let's talk again soon.
Anytime. Thank you for your patience with me.
No problem. That's State Senator Greg Albritton there on the line. We got to get a break in here. Pick it up on the other side. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.